You're listening to the Less Stress in Life podcast. Your hosts, Deb Timmerman and Barb Fletcher, are on a mission to help individuals and organizations manage stress and change. Together, they bring you real conversations, inspirational stories, and strategies to help move you from being stressed to feeling your best.
Hello, everyone. I'm Barb Fletcher. Welcome to our series of 52 practical tools for less stress in life. This is episode 49.
Hi, I'm Deb Timmerman. Our goal is to give you tools and strategies to help you move from being stressed to feeling your best. Today, our guest is Gail Wood. She has over 25 years of experience in the massage and spa industry. She has an immeasurable amount of knowledge and expertise in the art of growing and maintaining a thriving massage and spa business, and now concentrates on coaching, teaching in the areas of marketing, business startup, online business creation, customer service, and spa services. Gail was inducted into the World Massage Hall of Fame and featured as a Massage Magazine All-Star in 2019. She's the co-host and co-founder of the Global Wellness Professionals Marketing Summits and creator of the Massage and Spa Marketing Content Clubs. She's authored 10 ebooks, over 40 online courses, and is the creator of Elevate Mastermind. She's also the author of The Gratitude Habit Journal, 30 Days of Gratefulness During Difficult Times, which is what we're going to talk about today. Welcome, Gail.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here and talk about gratitude.
Gail, can you share with us a little bit about what motivated you to write the book about gratitude?
Yes. So actually, the pandemic, I had started a gratitude journal at some point on my computer, and then the pandemic hit. And I thought, you know, this would probably be a really good time to put something like this out. And that's what motivated me to finish it up and to share more of my story and not just journaling prompts. So it turned into a whole book at that point. But it is based on a time in my life where I was so stressed out and had so much anxiety. I couldn't sleep. You know, when you don't sleep, that affects every part of your life. I just had continual stress for a period of really months. And I just started realizing that gratitude would calm my entire system down. So I thought, you know what? A book like this could certainly help a lot of people to experience the benefits of gratitude and hopefully create their own gratitude practice.
When we met to talk before the podcast that we're doing today, you talked about how you were feeling these very uncomfortable feelings in your body. Can you tell listeners what that was like for you and what your experience was of feeling that stress in your body?
I felt completely overwhelmed. My heart would be pounding, would get short of breath. And just, it was like just a heavy feeling of like, of dread, either way to explain it. My future felt very uncertain, and that is a stressful situation to be in. The thoughts of, I don't know what's going to happen, I don't know how this is going to work out, or that's going to work out, or how I'm going to pay my bills, and all of those things, those thoughts create the feelings in your body.
How did you make that shift of connecting what you felt in your body with knowing that you needed to make a change to calm that? From what I remember our chat, it was very intuitive to you.
It kind of was. One night I was just laying there wide awake thinking, am I going to lay here half the night again? And I thought, you know what? I don't know. I just somehow said, I need to stop this. I need to think of things to be grateful for. And I started thinking of any little thing I could grasp onto to be grateful for, like random stuff, like I have shoes to wear. The more I thought of things to be grateful for, the more I realized how much in my life was not bad. This one area was kind of crappy, but I had hundreds and hundreds of things to be grateful for.
How did you sustain that focus throughout the day when we're bombarded with all kinds of stimuli? Sometimes it's more difficult to stay in that space of gratitude.
Oh, it definitely is. I kind of just had to work with myself and train myself. And over a few weeks and a few months, time I started feeling stressed, I was like, oh, it started to mean to my mind and my body, like, oh, we're stressed out. Now is when we look for things to be grateful for. And so that's why I call my book The Gratitude Habit, because it actually just became a habit that I didn't even think about anymore. It did take a little while. At first, I had to consciously be like, okay, I'm awake. Let me think of 10 things to be grateful for before I get out of bed. And I'd actually, you know, count them on my fingers. But then it became a habit, and I started noticing more and more, like, throughout my day, like, oh, I can find something to be grateful for in this situation. I can find something to be grateful for at work when my client didn't show up. Well, okay, but I have more time to eat my lunch and I can call my daughter. So I kept looking for stuff.
For those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, you could see that Gail made a very conscious display of counting those gratitudes on her fingers and actually grounded herself in that thought. If you're listening, you would have missed that, but that's a huge piece, isn't it? Getting the mind and the body to unite and think. And what you're describing is that you have to be first totally aware of what's going on. And then you had to make a choice. You could either sit in that space of feeling uncomfortable, or if you changed that focus and got to those things that really were good in your life, it really changed your thinking. And those habits, you said, built over time. How long before you started to see results?
Oh, well, I mean, the results of being able to sleep better were immediate. And so I would think of things to be grateful for. I correlate it to counting sheep. Instead of counting sheep, I counted things to be grateful for until I drifted off. I used gratitude to distract myself from thinking about anything that was stressful. But I would say probably a few months of being really consistent, trying to catch myself and say, okay, let's shift that energy. Let's turn our focus to gratitude. And now I would say it's my general disposition. I mean, we all have days and times when we're not grateful, of course, but I usually can find things to be grateful for, especially if I catch myself.
So you spoke about sleep being a big one. Were there other things, other experiences in your body or experiences around you that you noticed when you were making this shift?
I think it changes so many things when you're in that place of despair. People are going to react to you differently. When you're in a place of gratitude, it shines through. So I can't think of anything specific, but I do believe that it helped me at work and all throughout the day. So the stressful situation is I was separated from my husband, and we did end up reconciling. We're still together. It worked out. And so I don't know how much maybe my gratitude practice had to do with that and me being able to shift my perspective on some of the problems we were having even.
I've certainly had a similar experience. And when we're depleted and it doesn't really matter how somebody behaves or reacts or changes, it's still never going to be a good fit. It's always an inside job first, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
What would you say to the people who are naysayers about gratitude? I hear sometimes, I don't have time for that, or that's just woo-woo.
Well, I would say they haven't tried it. Don't knock it till you try it. And you have to try it more than once, more than like, oh, I wrote a few things to be grateful about down one time and I didn't feel any difference. I think you have to give it a good college try, you know, do it for a few weeks and get out of your, like, we all can say the same things every day. So I started looking for like more different and unusual things to be grateful for. Like, okay, my car won't start. How could I be grateful for this? You know, I'm going to be late for work. I'm going to have to probably pay money to get my car fixed. How could I be grateful right now? And so to me, it was almost got to be like a fun challenge to find things to be grateful for. There's all kinds, you know, like I have a car. That's something to be grateful for.
Yeah. And if that's happening at home,
yeah,
how grateful are you that it didn't happen when you were on the highway or you get stranded someplace? So yeah, it's really about shifting that perspective and that mindset.
And then I have a phone to make the call with. And then Gail of 6 months ago bought AAA. I can be grateful to her. I just think if somebody doesn't think gratitude works, they haven't tried it enough. They haven't really played around with it. And I think to find kind of our own path with things like gratitude, you know, we all have different dispositions and different ways that we work and function. So it definitely doesn't have to be writing in a journal. Some people aren't big journalers. I mean, I will often in my morning journaling jot down things that I'm grateful for, but I wouldn't necessarily have to do any writing.
So you mentioned a gratitude practice or writing in your journal. What else do you do to keep yourself in that mindset throughout the day?
I still, in the evenings when I'm going to sleep, I think of things to be grateful for. So that's just kind of remained a habit. And even thinking like, okay, hitting it from different angles, like what could I be grateful for that happened today? Or thinking of something that maybe went wrong and trying to find something to be grateful for in that. Well, I got to learn that lesson again as I go throughout my day, just checking in and saying, you know, what can I be grateful for in this moment, in this time? And what I think it does too, that is especially powerful, is it helps you to not focus on or sweat the small stuff. When you're in a place of gratitude, you're not going to worry about some little thing somebody said, or that maybe you made dinner for your family and some of it didn't turn out right, because you're just going to be grateful for that you were able to get together with your family and have that experience at all.
So take us through some of the journal prompts in that 30 days. What's that look like?
Being grateful for the things about yourself that you perceive to be flaws, being grateful when you're having maybe feeling lonely, being grateful when you make mistakes. It's so easy to beat ourselves up.
You were gracious enough to send us a copy of the ebook. Thank you for that. I loved the questions and the different perspectives. So I think people teach gratitude from the simpler things. And I love what you did to help us think outside the box and think bigger about gratitude than just those little things. I thought you did a great job on that. So for somebody who's looking to start a gratitude practice, Gail's book would be wonderful, because you could do it in 30 days, or you could slow it down and you could spread that out over time, because there's a lot of meat in it. So if you're looking to start a gratitude practice, I would highly recommend that. It's a great place for you to write and deposit stuff, but have something fixed so you don't feel so overwhelmed about, oh gosh, what do I need to decide today? There are great prompts in there to help you really stay on your path.
And each day also has a prompt and then a list. I love lists. I'm a big list maker. So thinking of 10 things, like this says 10 reasons I'm grateful to be exhausted. And I find that trying to come up with 10 is, you know, it's a great workout for your brain. It can take you places that you might not expect. So, and then realize things, like maybe you realize through this journaling prompt that, gosh, you really do need to, I don't know, get a checkup or take a me day or something like that. So hopefully it kind of takes you on a bigger type of journey.
It's a valuable contrast to how we have perceived gratitude. And one of the challenges that many face during the pandemic, people found it difficult to find the optimism, the potential, the connectedness that may have come, and spent their time perhaps more focused on things that weren't necessarily available to them. And my husband and I actually spent a good amount of time listing all of those things that were richer in our lives because of that experience, as opposed to those that we felt perhaps we didn't have quite as much of. And that exercise has shifted the conversation moving forward about that event that continues to influence our lives.
And I think most of us lost some things during the pandemic, some things that were important to us and really cared about. But yeah, like you said, we can also look at how much the areas where we gained.
The world has changed in some ways for the positive because of that. I think even using this as an example where people come together and collaborate over Zoom, we didn't do so much of that then. And now just in a couple of years, we're doing telehealth. We're doing all kinds of projects. I mean, Barb and I have never physically met in person. All of what we've done has been collaborating over Zoom. And that was a little oddity, but now it's more the norm, right? It happens a lot.
And messages like yours, Gail, are now easier to share with a broad audience because of this technology.
Yes. Thank you for letting me share. I'm so excited.
So for the last month, we have been focusing on bringing guests and sharing how gratitude has really showed up in our lives and our gratitude practices. And we're going to wrap that up now. So Gail is our final guest talking about gratitude. But gratitude shouldn't only be in one month. We need to be looking at something to be grateful for every day. So our challenge to you is to keep going with that gratitude practice, whatever you've started. And if you haven't started a gratitude practice, really looking at the materials that we've presented, the brain science, the things that have happened in people's lives because of gratitude, how they've changed, and hopefully motivate you to reframe your thinking and figure out how to weave gratitude into your daily habits. So Gail, if they want to get your book or connect with you, where do they find you?
Yes. So my website is elevatewithgail.com, and Gail is G-A-E-L. And on my website, you can buy the ebook, which comes with a couple of bonuses. And if you want the print book, that's on Amazon, and you can just search for Gail Wood.
Or what final words would you give or advice about somebody who wants to start a gratitude practice and isn't quite committed?
I would say try it. Do your own challenge. Try it for 30 days. Maybe even set a phone reminder. Like 3 times a day for 30 days. Do your 10 things. Use your fingers and do 10 things. And, you know, it may not be for everybody. I don't know. But I would say give it enough of a try that you can really know.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest today. Barb, do you want to give a little preview about what's coming in December?
So we're going to be talking about the stress around the holidays, whether it's relationships, could be about clutter. We're going to get a good sense of some strategies to catapult us into 2023.
So until next time, we'll say goodbye. See you next week.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Less stress in life is possible. If you're new to this kind of thinking and would like to explore what's possible for you, we'd love to connect. You can reach us through our website at lessstressinlife.com. That's lessstressinlife.com.